Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cleaning your fuel system can make your car run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and add it to your tank during your next fill-up. On sale now, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and talk to our professional parts people today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Casey Gisclair.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports, the GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hour two off and running. Poor Jordan Kleban. I can see it all over your face. Fixed or not fixed? The fight. Jake Paul. What was that?
Fixed. All of it.
Real win or not a real win? Your Braves over the Cubs. I mean, the Cubs aren't really even.
That was legit.
A real win.
What?
Yeah.
Guess what? History in the making. Mm-hmm. It's whatever team you're associated
big
with.
Big deal or not big deal?
Oh, you're just going to cut me off?
No, you took too long.
It was the Cubs first.
The Open is hitting several things at once, and you took too long.
Whatever. I'll get to it later.
What's all over your face? What's all over your face? I can see it. It's April 19th. You're stressing. You look like you're stressing.
Oh.
In that 3.5 minute top of the hour break, you're stressed. What did you stress about?
Well, I'm doing another show for the Southeastern Channel, North Shore News. And I'm producing it. So I'm having to get film.
W. Kleber, huh?
Yeah, so I'm having to go out, go to different places.
What's y'all's motto? Film. You know, like, you know, one station's on your side, you know, news first, here for you. What's yours?
I don't think we have a motto.
You know?
It's just North Shore News. It's not even, I don't think we have a motto.
What's the motto? I don't think there is one.
Yeah. I mean, is it bad that if we do have one,
This is your opportunity to take that next step forward. Hey, guys, I was thinking we need a motto, you know?
I don't think we have one.
Channel 6 is on your side or something, yeah. You know, which I always love, as opposed to not on your side.
Local
news first and all. Yeah,
late
exactly.
Breaking.
Yeah, everybody has something.
Late breaking, I never did understand that one.
Well, that means we got you. But even though, you know, everything, if it breaks right now, we got you, even if it's late. Whatever. What's yours?
I don't think we have
North Shore News.
North Shore News.
Giving it to you.
If we get on, if we're on air.
No!
We get on air.
No, stop it. That's not a motto.
For a school network.
That's not a motto.
For any school network, I think that's a great motto.
Well, it could be for the Pelican. If we win, we close out. I don't know. You know what? It's fun. We got a couple of questions of the day.
Yeah, we usually do this after a Pelicans game day. Yeah. Pelicans fans, give us your game ball.
Is there one? Can you give the Knicks a game ball?
It was Eric Bledsoe before, you know, he forgot what he was supposed to do out of the timeout.
Okay, go ahead.
Pat on the back on who needs to have a seat next to coach. And then the second question.
Yes.
Pelicans fans, what do you think of Zion's MSG? Come on.
What?
I can't even finish this sentence and you're already playing this song?
I didn't do anything.
Come on.
It just happened. Go ahead. Read.
What do you think of Zion's MSG comment?
What about it?
And the way it is being covered by the media.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have a few responses.
Start spreading
Saul,
the news.
No big deal. New York just trying to catch little brother Brooklyn.
That's it.
Neil over on Twitter. Hard to read into.
Look what's behind your head right now. What's on ESPN?
It's Zion Williams.
What's on ESPN?
It's Zion Williams.
Why is Zion teasing Knicks fans like this? This is on Jalen and Jacoby.
He's not teasing Knicks fans. You know what? Jake Madison actually tweeted out something earlier this morning, and it's a great article.
I can't hear you over the Sinatra song.
Well, that's why I'm screaming. And it's a great article.
Really?
It's actually, it's not a great article because it's updating.
Yeah.
It was published last year, January 23rd, 2020, an incomplete history of NBA stars saying they love New York, but not signing with the Knicks. 800-998-1003,
where should Zion live in New York?
We're not getting into this.
We're not?
Because there's a full list of players that said that they like playing in Madison Square Garden.
They played more than one game there.
Two.
He played more than one game.
He played.
Okay, I'm sorry. He played two. Okay.
And he played.
Congratulations. What were there, 1,000
the
fans
afternoon.
There yesterday? It wasn't a sellout.
Let me go through the list, Gus.
Okay, give me
Michael
list.
Jordan said that he liked to play in MSG. Did he ever wind up playing there?
No.
Stephen Curry, where is he at right now?
Golden
your guy.
State, yeah.
Kemba Walker, is he there?
No.
No. Let's see. Kevin Durant.
He's across the bridge.
Yeah, he's not a Knick.
Okay.
Let's see. Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. No, he did not wind up playing there.
Okay.
LeBron James.
Yeah.
Who said he loved playing at MSG. Did he ever become a Knick?
Right.
And now the updated list that was just updated today, Zion Williamson.
Oh, he made an updated list.
Well, they just updated it.
Oh,
it's an ongoing article that teams.
Okay.
Whenever a player says that, hey, I like playing here.
All right.
So they actually have a thing.
You know what? I'll pause it.
So I don't think there's.
I'll pause it only to play what Wojnarowski said.
You guys can talk to them. They know. Talk to the players.
I'm sorry. That's Stan Van Gundy. Not happy. We'll get to that in a second. Here's Woj this morning.
I think it's something to watch down the road. He's a long way away from free agency. He's only in his second year in the NBA. But I think with the way that the Knicks have been rejuvenated, the success you're seeing them have here in the short term anyway, I don't think it was completely by accident. The beginning of that clip, he said, hey, I'm glad you asked that. It was clear he was waiting for that question. So something to watch down the road.
Woj Mom?
What?
Woj Mom? Why? Why? You know what? Y'all are looking at this the wrong way. I'm not reveling in, you know, him looking at apartments or whatever. No. You know what? It's a beautiful distraction from the absolute utter chaos of the final 7.8 seconds. I would much rather talk about something that's probably not going to happen if it ever does for another 4 years, probably after the next extension he's on. Right, and that's saying that New York continues to be back. And the Pels can't be back.
I hate
but
you.
Regardless,
I hate
it's
you.
A beautiful distraction. Here it is. Come on. You knew he can't be there for another 4 years. But, hey, it doesn't matter. Come on. New York. They're back, baby. All 1,200 fans back. Who wouldn't want to play there?
Me? Like you said during the break, he hasn't even been able to go out to dinner yet in New York.
He's not eating dinner. Exactly. No, but hey, it's where I want to be.
Players, I don't even think can leave the hotel.
I think they might have relaxed that a little bit. See, maybe that's what it was. Maybe he went to Central Perk, wherever, you know, where Friends was located. You know, sightseeing, saw the Seinfeld Cafe.
Central Park, wow.
You know? Yeah. It's a lot of stuff there. Don't blame me. You said it.
I'm glad you asked that, actually. I mean, New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here. When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros, and I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing. Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't lie to you.
What are you trying to get up, pull up on your computer?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. I'm just staring at you. 800-998-1003. It's a legit question. What do you make out of this? David Grubb joined us hour one. He's like, it's nothing. He just said he enjoyed playing in New York. Of course, the natural media, what do?
He's going to New York, baby.
No, he's already apartment shopping. It's done. Right? Times Square? Big old billboard? Wait a minute, he could already do that now, can he? Isn't he on the Jordan brand and all that stuff?
He was already okay. He was already on
Gatorade.
He was already there.
But I thought you can only do that in New York. Now the bigger question, though, is, not even bigger question. Look, they've won six straight. The Knicks. This morning, Scott and Han, the show went before us and after Greenberg. I mean, they were talking about it, and not just talking about it. They were what, Jordan, Tom Thibodeau, Coach of the Year. Not Monty or Snyder. No. Tom. He's done a great job. I hear you. Julius Randle, MVP candidate. This is what it's the Dallas Cowboys. I'm walking in the gym this morning, and there it is. Will the Cowboys get 10 wins? We're gonna talk to Raphael. The sports book in Vegas came out Saints 8-point-something wins, 8.5 wins.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you, that's what, yeah.
They're at least getting 10 wins.
No, I'm telling you, 8 wins. That's what Vegas is saying. You're convinced of 10, huh?
They're getting 10 wins at the very least.
At the very least, you're going 10 wins.
I'm putting it on a sticky note.
You can put it on a sticky note when you want.
Where's the sticky
notes
at?
You're that.
You stole my sticky
note. Here it is. You think 10 wins.
Saints, I'm Charles Barkley. Guarantee.
Well, you know what normally happens when he says that, huh?
Well, I'm not Charles Barkley.
Yeah. You're so confident you're willing to put some ink on it?
At least. 10 wins.
At least 10 wins. Okay. Point is, obviously, when they do well and they're not, by the way, what it was like 20 years or something to be in the playoffs or something, right? I mean, honestly. But, you know, it's where everybody wants to go. The morning show.
I'll say not real. I think part of his appeal, and by the way, this is 100% genuine. I think he's a great kid. I think part of his appeal is he's a people pleaser. He likes people. And I just think of a guy like that went to the Knicks, it would be seen as like a little bit of like a villainous move, like, oh, here we go again. And I just think he would realize that that's not who he is.
What is it, the WWE?
Look, I...
Well, now we got to start making nice guys the villain?
No, here's... I know he said at the very beginning, I'm glad you asked me that. That's maybe throwing off some fans. If the question is, what did you think of playing in New York? And he's like, hey, who wouldn't want to play here? It's fun. It's great atmosphere.
I will say, I will agree to the point where, I mean, if you win the game and you say it, it's not a big deal.
I don't think.
Now that you lost, the way that you lost.
Do I think it was sinister? Do I think it was, you know, I'm not making, again. Why worry about something literally where you're not going to worry about for another 3-4 years? If that, right? Like, you have much bigger issues to fix on this roster before I start worrying about, because guess what? If you don't fix that, then you don't have to worry about Zion leaving.
You've got to keep the wheels greased.
All right? I mean, if you literally.
That's why they're doing it.
You need to fix this roster. Worry about Zion wanting to play here or there, or you can keep him. Fix the roster, and that's not an issue or a worry. But you cannot have players that literally don't pay attention in the huddle. Like, that's just not me making it up. The man admitted to it yesterday.
Yeah, and no one paying attention, lack of focus. And D-Rose got downhill, made a great play.
And to David's point, though, it's like, you know, you missed the defensive assignment. Lonzo didn't go foul either. Bledsoe was supposed to.
Lonzo.
And then the very next play, you give him the game-winning shot.
Lonzo leaves the only option that they can take.
Not Zion, not Ingram, by the way.
To tie the game.
Bledsoe. But to your point, you were ready to give him the game ball.
I was.
So you think he had earned that right to go win.
He single-handedly brought you back into the game.
Really?
After you were down 13 points coming out of halftime.
But you want him shooting the game-winning shot?
No.
Okay.
Because you have Zion and B.I. on the court.
That's what I'm agreeing to. Now, granted, something else we'll touch on here in the bottom of the hour. I would say give it to Zion, force the officials to make a call there at the end. You know? But if you've watched that game, that's probably the most monstrous I've ever seen Zion be when it comes to not getting calls.
And if Eric Bledsoe was Russell Westbrook,
yeah,
and the fingernail, the phantom fingernail foul,
yeah,
against the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah, you remember that one?
Yeah, well, guess what?
At Washington?
Yeah. If Eric Bledsoe was Russell Westbrook, he was probably going to the line yesterday in the afternoon.
See, I didn't even want to go back to that Washington game. Another one. Pels should have won. Three-game losing streak now for the Birds, 122-112. They get Brooklyn tomorrow. At least they won't have Kevin Durant to face.
All right, let's just go to break.
Rafael Esparza next on ESPN New Orleans. This NOLA Gold Report is brought to you by NOLA Gold Rugby. Be a part of the gold mine. Visit NOLAGoldRugby.com for tickets. For the second straight week, the game came down to the final seconds. This time, however, NOLA would find a way to win 30-29. Testimony Tanguha on the win.
I think it was the heartbreaking loss we had last week. We knew going into this week we need to bounce back, Dub, and finding our identity again. So I think we needed this win. It's a gritty one. Boys worked hard for each other. Yeah, we was able to pull it out, and it was a good win.
Tanguha was named the man of the match for his efforts.
I wouldn't get it if it was for my teammates. Credit to them finding me. I'm just living off their energy on the field, and we just working hard for each other.
Next up for the goal, they travel to Atlanta for a match on Saturday.
I mean, they got us last year. But we're going to do the same thing we did this past week. We're going to prepare. We're going to do our homework on them, and then we're going to come out ready to fight again.
This NOLA Gold Report is brought to you by NOLA Gold Rugby. Be a part of the gold mine. Visit NOLAGoldRugby.com today for tickets.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Carl Mayer of your NOLA Gold Rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at NOLAGoldRugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
Oh, big talker, ain't it?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. Rafael Esparza, VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Rafael, good afternoon to you. You're enjoying this beautiful weather, sir.
I am enjoying it. It's not raining, so my body doesn't hurt when it rains. Everything, I feel like the operation game. Everything hurts.
Well, at least you got a chance to hang out over the weekend, watch a lot of sports. Let's start with the fix or not fix, Jake Paul. He did hit the guy, but a lot of people are saying that punch shouldn't have stopped the fight. What do you say?
I agree. The fight was, I think, stopped too early. But at the same time, I was tired. So I was kind of glad that they stopped it early because it was like past midnight. And I wanted to go to bed. So I was actually kind of happy that they stopped because I still had the UFC main event was still going on at the same time. So I was okay with the stoppage. He had no chance. Ben Askren had no chance of winning that fight. What I saw for the first minute, I was kind of glad that he got rocked and the ref stopped it because he had no chance of winning that fight.
But was it fixed?
That's another story. I don't think it was. it's pretty hard to fix something now these days without somebody leaking it out or something. Mm-hmm. I would say no.
Okay. All right. Also on that card was Regis Progray, the low blow that was not a low blow. What did you make of that scenario?
Again, I was happy that that was a, a fake low blow because we can get the main event going. But he was dominating that fight. Here's another one. He was dominating that fight. That guy just wanted to get out and get out quickly. But, yeah, that was the most mystery growing low blow I've ever seen in my life. They took him out on a stretcher. I'm like, really?
It was soccer-like. I mean, yeah, dude, they're showing the replay. He didn't low blow him, and then they call for the stretcher.
But I was kind of glad that happened because the commentary of Snoop Dogg and Mario Lopez and all that talking about the mystery low blow was fantastic. That was probably the best 5 to 10 minute commentary of a nut shot you would watch on TV.
Mm. All right. Well, there you go. There it is on the fighting aspect. What did you think of the UFC stuff?
It was entertaining. I was hoping to see the co-main event that got scratched. I wanted to see if Jeremy Stephens was going to get his butt whipped from his antics at the weigh-in, but that fight didn't happen. The main event, Robert Whittaker just dominated that fight. He will fight Alessandro probably next for the belt. So that was a pretty dominating fight outcome. This UFC coming up this week in a stacked card with three title fights going on with the main event, Usman and Masvidal. It should be a great, great weekend of UFC.
Be fun to kind of check out. We'll address that on Friday. Some of the favorites. What do you think and who do you like here as well? Should I even bother asking you how you feel 10 days out from the NFL draft? Are you counting down? Are you ready? You ready for the NFL draft 10 days from now?
I'm actually I did some more practice over the weekend. I was talking to you. I did every team, who they're going to draft first, offensive or defensive. So that's out today. Mr. Irrelevant, offensive or defensive. I did a whole bunch of horrible, waste my time NFL, crap, over the weekend. Let's face it, it's April 19th and we're still talking about the NFL. I'd rather talk about the MLB draft. Let's talk about that, Jordan Lawler or Jack Leiter. Let's talk about that, but no, we have to talk about the NFL, 365 crappy days a year. Let's talk more NFL. Let's talk about Alex Smith. At least he retired. Let's talk about him.
Did you lose a lot of money this season in the NFL? You sound really bitter about the NFL. I mean,
you know me. I'm anti-NFL, even though it pays the bills. But I just think it's the most overrated sport that we have on national TV. As soon as somebody says something or does something, we damage that athlete, that head coach, that GM.
Yes.
We put them on and we damage them and crush them. But it's still the number one sport watched and all that. I'm anti-NFL. You know me. I don't watch live games on Sunday. I DVR them and I watch them all Sunday night and Monday. I rather go to the movies on NFL Sunday than watch live football.
Okay. All right. We'll try to get you to come around, especially when I see, what is it, sports betting? Gave the Saints 8.5 wins. What do you guys have on the season? 8.5 wins.
I usually don't put up our total season wins until after draft. I think that's kind of low. I think they're going to be floating around 9-7, 8-8. They're going to be. I thought it was a little bit tad low because we still could see some trades going on and a crappy NFL draft day. Something could happen. So I usually put my stuff out, and I understand why William Hill did that. They're trying to get that money right now so they can adjust the line for NFL draft if there's any shenanigans going on. But I'll put my stuff out because, again, it's April 19th, and I don't want to do any more NFL stuff if I have to.
Okay. I can't give you that. I don't even know where I feel about this team until I see what they get in the draft and what this final roster looks like right now. I don't know nothing. You know, I think it's too early to tell. Jordan, but you are convinced. You put it on a sticky note, by the way, the infamous sticky wall note, a wall of notes over here in studio. What did you put?
I say the Saints win at least 10 games this season.
Wow.
Oh,
at least
10.
Oh, yep.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, come on. Here we go. Yep. Jeez.
Homer. I think the Pelicans are going 72-10 this year. What was that?
I never said that.
Raphael, more wins, Panthers or Saints?
Ooh, that's a great. Right now, I would say Panthers.
Panthers?
Yes.
How do you feel about that now?
That
means the Panthers would be 11 wins. Bucks probably going to win the division, 11-12 wins.
The Saints are winning at least 10 games.
At least
10.
You're sticking with it, huh?
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
You can't convince me otherwise from what they did without Drew Brees the past two seasons, even though you want to say, they had a great defense.
Wow.
Wow.
They still have a good – they still –
Did you
I'm,
see Drew's tweet this morning, his Instagram post, thanking Tempur-Pedic beds or something? He's with his kids in bed, and he's like, thank you, Tempur-Pedic.
It's good for Drew.
He's hocking everything.
Secure the bag.
He did a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Did you see that? Yeah.
Yes,
grilled peanut butter and jelly.
And I agree with Drew. I get a Tempur-Pedic bed. That's one of the best purchases me and the wife ever bought. I highly, highly recommend.
There you go. NBA. I want to ask you this because I was talking about it with David Grubb in hour number one. Obviously, after the Knicks win, everyone's – Julius Randle is now number three in people's top three MVP votes. They got Embiid. They got Joker. I'm still at a loss. I don't know how you don't think it's Chris Paul. What are the odds right now out there that best bets, I guess, and longest shot to win the MVP?
It's funny. We had this conversation on Friday, and I did some research and talked to other people, and they think Booker is the reason why Chris Paul is not going to be on there, just because they got them to. They're wiping each other out. I mean, you can make the same side on Booker. How come he's not being mentioned? As MVP, I just don't think those two, and I talked to multiple people saying that they're wiping each other out. That's why you don't hear about it. And it kind of makes sense. I understand what they're saying about that. But, I mean, you can't, I mean, Joker, I would have to say Greek will probably still be up there as the top five. Damian Lillard, no one's talking about that. Luka, no one's still talking about that. It's between the Joker and Embiid, I think, towards the end of the day.
What are you patting yourself on the back for?
What am I doing right now, Gus?
David Grubb said it best.
What am I doing
What has Devin Booker ever run before? They weren't even a playoff team.
I agree. But
they weren't even a playoff team.
They should have made it.
You're gonna give me the bubble? That's why you're telling me he's an MVP because of the bubble.
Did you see the bubble?
You're unbelievable. Go back. You know what? Your mic's done the rest of the segment. All right. Where we were? I forgot.
The NBA, the Knicks.
That's it. Knicks are world champions. Did they win it yet? Everyone's acting like they did.
No, but I mean, what they've done so far. I mean, I'm impressed. I didn't think they were going to be this good. I didn't think some of those guys were not going to listen to Tibbs. Tibbs is a hard coach to follow. Players said, I mean, I'm actually shocked that they're gelling. They're playing great defense, and they're going to have Zion pretty soon.
See, why'd you do that? Did you hear that, Jordan? You heard that, right? See, your guy.
I'm not surprised. We got a text earlier today that he already ordered us three
you did.
Zion Williamson New York Knicks jerseys. Yeah,
there it is.
I'm gonna put a betting prop up. What jersey was Zion wear next?
You know, Seattle, somebody in New York absolutely made that happen. Yeah.
Seattle exactly. Or New York?
My goodness.
Seattle. It's funny that you say that because someone on our comments said that if we don't start winning,
come on, stop
needs to sell the team.
Stop it. No one sells billion-dollar companies for nothing. Right?
She's going to be getting something in return.
Stop it.
I'm not the one saying it.
All right.
Someone on Twitter is.
Anyway. All right, Rafael. what's the big thing this week you're going to be paying attention to?
We got the Oscars on Sunday. I put up who's Jake Paul going to fight next. So there's some fun stuff going on. I'll probably still work on a couple more NFL.
Who you got for best picture right now?
I think it's going to be Nomadland. It's going to be hard to beat that one. There's some really good movies out there that I think people should see, but I would not be shocked if best picture is Nomadland. It's like minus $8. But if you really want a good movie, it's just going to be a sleeper. Sound of Metal is outstanding. It's a very hard and difficult movie to watch.
Sounds
it's
like
a lot
it.
About mental and all that. But Sound of Metal, it's about a drummer, a heavy metal drummer loses his hearing and how he goes through it. It's a very, very, very good movie. Highly, highly recommend.
I'm glad that made you chuckle. Wrong with you.
No, it's just the sound of...
He started laughing when you said that the guy lost his hearing.
No, I didn't. I said Sound of Metal, and I said, and he's like, it's difficult to watch. And I said,
do you even know what heavy
like
metal
it.
Is?
No, it's just...
I've listened to your music.
No,
it's not heavy metal.
No, it's not heavy metal. Yeah. It's sound of metal.
Like, did you hear what Raphael said at all? It's about him being in a heavy metal band. Yeah, go back to eating your lunch. He pays no attention to the segment.
just like the Pelicans.
Oh, stop it.
How is it any different?
Rafael, it's not funny. Thank you so much for your time today.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great Monday and have a great rest of the week.
We will.
See you,
all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Bledsoe. We'll hear from Zion. Stop laughing. We're here from Stan Van Gundy. 7 seconds. That's literally all they needed to do. I'm sorry, 7.8.
The one thing I'll be serious on, though,
what?
Zion's not going anywhere, guys.
Yeah, where's your sticky note on that, Mr. Guaranteeing 10 wins next year for the Saints? Are you guaranteeing Zion signing the extension? Let's see it on a sticky. Come on.
I don't want to put that. I don't want to put that bad juju in there.
Funny that goes. 800-998-1003. Let's hear from the principal characters last night, and then tell me what you think. A lot to make about nothing or what. Or if you're a Pels fan, you know what it is. Sports Angle will continue next on ESPN New Orleans.
Everybody tell me, have you heard? On goes the world.
It's Mike to tell you for Neil Small Engine Incorporated. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals. Then we brought the professional performance home. Gravely residential zero turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are as tough as nails operate a comfort beyond compare. We've had 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck, put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine Incorporated, locations in Houma, LaRose, and Thibodeau.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But E-Tail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing E-Tail business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. E-Tail is on. For business.
Do you hear my computer career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off, and that's it. And now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career.
Nothing can prepare you.
That dragon marking? It's an invitation.
Means you've been chosen.
For Mortal Kombat. This Friday.
We don't have much time.
The worldwide phenomenon comes to life.
I am Sub-Zero.
Get over here!
Mortal Kombat, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, in theaters and on HBO Max, this Friday.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003, 122, 112, and overtime. Pelicans had a chance to win the game, and, well, you know, things happened. What? What is that? What is wrong with your throat?
No, sorry, I was choking.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Still looking to get it in. Floats it to Knox. Back to Rose. Rose drives to the rack. Kick it to Bullock for the tie. He hit it. With 2.3 left.
Lonzo cheated just a little bit on the drive, and you don't need to. He didn't need to. You give up the layup.
Poor JD. Poor Graf.
Poor them. Poor the fans. Poor everyone that's
involved. Stan Van Gundy, what he told the team afterwards?
We addressed it directly after the game. There was no lack of clarity after the game.
Why are you laughing again? Why are you laughing?
Because that's how he should have said it. No lack of clarity. You guys bleeped up.
You know,
how do you not cover somebody? Literally.
I don't know why you're asking me. Just the past 10 years.
I'm coming to you, Jack. I promise. Just one more time.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one paying attention. Lack of focus. And D-Rose got downhill. Made a great play.
You literally only are a team that one of the storylines for the season is you don't finish in close games. I would think in that last huddle with the lead, you might want to pay attention.
It's not a learning experience, Gus.
No, that isn't a learning experience. Jack, thank you for giving us a call here on the show. What do you got, sir?
Hey guys, I think I can cheer Jordan up from the fact that, you know, Zion's now going to play in blue and orange.
Come on.
I read an article over the weekend
about the different moves as far as our coordinators in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And the Falcons, Jordan, I think this is going to cheer you on two levels. Okay, mm-hmm. The Falcons hired Dave Ragone as their offensive coordinator. Guess where he was for the last 4 years? He was the passing game coordinator and quarterback coach for the Bears. That's got to make you happy. I mean,
Shaq trying to really cheer people up by saying basically the Bears' offense has come to the ATL.
I don't know whether to be happy by that or if that was just a backhanded compliment.
That's not a backhanded compliment. I was basically telling you the guy stunk.
And that's the reason why Mitchell Trubisky is a backup quarterback right now.
Well, no, it didn't. That's a double barrel chamber there. Yeah.
Right. I mean, okay, maybe he wasted the vast talent that is Mitch Trubisky. You're right. either way, I don't understand. If you watch the Bears for the last 4 years, how does this guy get a promotion? Wait, does that make any sense?
Probably not. Probably not.
And look, on the rest of that list, I know I'm going off topic, but on the rest of that list, I noticed there's a lot of nepotism in the NFL. I'll give you Kubiak's son is the new OC at Minnesota, and the quarterback and the coach at Green Bay, his little brother is going to be the new OC in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Jack,
it's good to have a brother. What? Go ahead.
I need your opinion.
Yeah. What?
Oh my.
How big a deal is Zion's comments?
Not that big a deal.
Not that big a deal. All right.
No, I think like people were saying. Uh-huh. I mean, if this continues like it's going, where they can't surround it with people who actually care, or can't remove their heads from their butts, uh-huh. It's a big deal because he's going to go somewhere. He's not going to put up with this.
That's what I keep saying. Like, I don't know why I'm worrying about Zion today. They got so many other issues to fix right now. Like, worry about that, and then you won't have to worry about the other one. You know.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, if you were him, wouldn't you, if this is going to continue, wouldn't you leave?
You know what? Honestly, I I'm just a different person.
Right.
And what would come out of my mouth right now before anything like that would probably be something towards a teammate or two to get their stuff together. Like, that's probably what I'm thinking about right now. And I think that's something that somebody brought up today, is that it's just a different era. Like, that's, and I don't want to bring up just MJ, but Kobe or something. If a teammate continued to do that, let me tell you something. In a post-game presser, somebody goes, hey, Kobe, what do you think about playing in Madison Square? I'm sorry, you asking me about, I'm still ticked off about my teammate that doesn't know what he's supposed to do. Like,
Kobe,
you get what
Kobe
I'm saying?
Kobe was asked that, though.
Right.
But he never went and played there.
Okay, but but it wasn't after a game like that where his teammates consistently did that. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, get mad at them before you start going, man, this is great, man, you know?
But gosh, at this point in Kobe's career, he wasn't that big a part of the Lakers.
I don't know, man.
Is Zion even 20 years old yet?
You can keep playing the, and not saying you are, but there is some youthfulness and inexperience too, but again, I go back to what David said, David Grubb, a while back, and I think he was right on the money. Why does greatness have to wait? Go be great. Go be great. Kobe, his rookie year, shot a three ball left wing air ball in the playoffs. They lost the game, but he shot it and he wanted to be that guy, you know, and he go be great. What are you grinning about over there?
I just remembered something that it's off topic.
Okay.
I don't want to get us off topic.
Okay.
But
It's
just amazing that now this storyline has taken over what you were talking about all last week.
Yes.
Is it a big deal that people are that teams are opting out of not mandatory training camp.
I told you
voluntary
this is the perfect,
training camp.
This is the perfect distraction.
The Saints
is the perfect distraction.
Opted out.
Yeah.
Of training or of voluntary workouts.
Exactly.
And we haven't even discussed
it. We haven't even
discussed
all 49ers, Zion Williamson. Ravens, Saints, who cares about it? You told me it's no big deal because the Saints aren't doing it.
Because it isn't.
No big deal. Jack, no big deal. The Saints aren't doing off-season voluntary workouts. No big deal, right?
No, I think it is a big deal. But like we were talking about the other day, I think it's all that the players can do. And by the way, do they have the? They have to have the worst union in the history of unions, right? I mean, the fact that they can add a game and they're not getting anything for it, and they have to resort to this, even though it's probably not good for all of their members, of, you know, to miss work like this. You know, like you're saying, they do need these OTAs. A lot of these guys.
I hear. Thank you, man.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Let me get to Eric. Is this better for you now?
You really?
Oh, when the Saints don't do workouts. Come on. Oh, when the Saints are out of workouts.
You literally planned
this. We will wait until it is August to see if Jameis throws a pick or two. Come on. Come on. Give me some words. You got to go back and forth with Marlon.
I'm so sorry.
What?
Everyone's in their car right now.
No workouts. Who cares, man?
To listen to New Orleans radio.
They're right. You promised 10 wins, no workouts.
That's confidence.
10 wins, no workouts, baby.
We're going to be throwing picky.
Come on, Eric. What you got for us today on the fourth hangover?
Zion's leaving. I mean, it's doomsday here in New Orleans.
What you got for us, Eric?
Yeah, I like to hear the talk about Zion because I want to accelerate this process mess of just letting things play out. I think that, like you said, I think they need to make some roster changes. And, you know, it seems like there's a lot of low IQ guys on the team. It's going to take a while to replace these low IQ guys with players who do have a higher IQ. And can you do that within a season or two based on the kind of performance we've seen? So I like to talk about Zion Lee because I think we really need to accelerate this process situation.
It's self-accelerated because of the type of player he is, isn't it, to an extent, in terms of – in today's day and age, and when you add a player like him, the caliber that he is, and what they've been able to do, it's self-accelerated. Without us throwing kerosene on the fire, it just is. They're like, it's already smoldering the second you drafted him, right? I mean, the night we won the lottery, screaming, hey, is the countdown has begun to him being a New York Knick.
Or
the guy
back,
hadn't even worn a uniform yet.
Or go back to
yet.
Duke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I think inherently there's an accelerant to it. Obviously, right. When your team struggles and doesn't win, I mean, I don't think it's fair to start comparing this season to the 7 or 6 seasons that AD had. While I disagree with some of the things that David Griffin and them do for this roster this year, at the same time, it's literally his first full season with a healthy Zion and new head coach. You gotta give it a season or two. Now, you know, if we're 2 years from here and you're seeing similar stuff and players you drafted or free agents you picked up continue to not work out, then yeah, and we can approach it. But again, you just look at it and it's just one of those, I honestly think you're David Griffin. What I thought was going to work this year just doesn't. And he's kind of come out already and said that. In which he doesn't give Stan Van Gundy a lot of different options. The roster is not what it needed to be built around that, but at the same time, I think the season sort of evolved from, I don't think anybody thought Zion was going to be a point guard or, you know, point Zion or be a primary ball handler, because it's something I keep bringing up. If he is, then the team has to be built a little differently than, hey, going on the block, we need to get the ball to him or try to free him up with movement. Instead, it looks like you're going to give him the ball and he's going to free himself up and create things. So, now you build differently. You know, you got, what, 4 draft picks in the second round? You can't treat the second round this year like basically, you know, it's, you know, nothing. I mean, you have to. I mean, I've said this before. Maybe I'm just so off, which could be. But the game's global, and with 4 second-round picks, you got to find – like, you have to approach it almost like the Saints sort of do or something of that nature where those guys have – you need to try to find players that are going to make the roster. Because for so long, and it's not just the Pelicans, just NBA teams, the second round picks, they may likely won't make the roster. And it baffles me because it's only 2 rounds. And it's baffling that you can't find that many good players. I think they exist. I think you got to be smart with your scouting and, you know, go find fits. I need guys that shoot threes. I need guys that hustle. I need mentality. You know, guys that want to go out there. Yes, and that's what I'm saying. You got 4 picks in the second round. Like, make them count, you know?
Now, for what for whatever reason, I'm not sure why Bledsoe doesn't want to be here, but I just don't want Zion to have to develop an attitude where he doesn't want to be here either, like Bledsoe and Anthony Davis. You know, we have a trend of players not wanting to be here. I don't want Zion to fall in that same category.
I do think, Eric, it all has developed and comes from different places, though, right? With Bledsoe, he was on another team, got traded here, right? AD's not wanting to be here didn't inherently happen when he started here. It came from continually seeing, you know, the team being handled a certain way. Chris Paul, he wanted to be here, and then they traded away Tyson Chandler, and they made these different moves. So, I mean, I don't think Zion is there yet, you know, in that, look, I mean, he knows this team is built around him, and he's a basketball guy. If you've ever played, I mean, park ball, high school ball, much less pro ball, you know the guys that can play or can't around you. So you got to give it time. I think this offseason is going to be very interesting, you know, to see where it goes. And then he needs to develop. And then the guys around him needs to develop. So,
yeah, they're going to have to replace a lot of guys, though, based on what we've been seeing.
I can tell you this, Eric. I can tell you this. There is no shortage of people that would be willing for free or maybe like a, you know, I don't know, a game ticket or something to help David Griffin decide what to do with this roster.
Yeah, because, man, based on what we've been saying, there's a lot of people that need to be shipped out, and it's going to take a while just to bring those number of players in just to get you where you want to be in terms of being a solid playoff contender. You know?
So, for sure.
That's just to contend for the playoffs, not to mention being a championship player. So, all right, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Have a good day.
Thank you.
It's Monday, April 19th. Quick break. We come back. Still got another hour, 15 minutes. Marlon Favorite, my lone guest in the 2 o'clock hour. Rest of the way is open to you. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
You are invited to Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spectacular sales event going on now till the end of the month. Great selections of models and colors to choose from and deep discounts with huge incentives. This is the time to purchase your new Toyota Camry or Corolla. Exceptional MPG ratings and 2 years free maintenance. This is the event you've been waiting for. Visit our friendly staff at HOMA's number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where you get the deal.
Hey, I'm Timmy the Termite. You may think my voice sounds funny, but you won't be laughing when me and thousands of my super hungry buddies eat your house and cause thousands of dollars in damage. Now that's funny!
Termites are here and they're hungry. You better call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys, before it's too late. Don't let termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
They'll get you Terminex tough.
Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health, and last year I paid them a visit at the clinic. It's in Metairie on Vets behind the Fidelity Building on Ferran. I went to get tested and see if I had low T to get an overall look at my health. Low T can cause insomnia, brain fog, and overall self-confidence issues. Go get tested. On-site labs give you the results that visit. So with the new year, resolve to get back to being the old you. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. They accept all major insurances, so visit menstotalhealth.net today and let them know the Sports Hangover sent you.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I think I should do this for you, man. Let me come back with a more peaceful tone of voice. It's only one game. Very young part of a basketball career for Zion Williamson.
Thank you.
There's always tomorrow, and that's the Brooklyn Nets. Never know what can happen.
No, stop.
It's a different game.
No, stop.
They don't have Kevin Durant. There's a shot. There's a chance.
See, you know why you had to do that. You
it's a beautiful day outside in the 60s.
See, you could have left out the Brooklyn, the Nets, and you could have just kept on going.
Not even a cloud. beautiful birds chirping around, springing, doing things that they do in spring, little baby birds, everything.
You're actually really good at this.
Little duckies. I saw a baby turtle dropping off Carver today. It's cute.
You're actually really good at this.
It's nice.
You know how they have those apps to breathe?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
You got to start doing one of those.
Well, I'm actually doing it right now.
You're actually pretty good.
Saints don't need to practice. They don't need to work out.
They're professional
ball players. Pelicans don't need a win to keep Zion.
They're professional ball players.
It's a beautiful place to play here. Lee, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you today?
Hey, Gus. Man, you know, I didn't watch all the Pelicans games this weekend because some of it, was so unwatchable. Even though I understand that the team is young, I get all that part. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't help but wonder, if Drew Holiday was still on this team, we would have somebody definitely playing some lockdown defense, you know, showing the young folks how to do it. And I just think right now, his leadership is sorely missing on this team, man. And I know I hear everybody like, man, they got to give Drew a chance to go and win a championship and this and that and the other. But I'm like, you telling me Drew can't play with Zion, can't play with these guys? I mean, that defensive presence that we've been sorely missing. I mean, Lonzo Ball, he plays defense too. He plays it in spurts, but he's not consistent. And I think that's the microcosm of the whole team. He's inconsistent. But I sit there and watch some of the games, and I'm like, man, I wish we still had Drew on the team because we need some of that defensive presence that Moxie had on defense. And it's just like, that. To me, that's the difference with this team than from them winning. I mean, a closing out game. They don't close out games because they don't play defense consistently. That's the problem. That's the reason not closing out games. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I'm telling you, I hated to see him walk. I don't know why so many people was on board, yourself included, was on board for him going somewhere else to play. And I'm like, no, man, that dude needs to stay right here where he at and help Zion win. And he's getting help. It's going to take maybe 2-3 more years or whatever, whatnot. But, hey, you getting paid a lot of money to play in the NBA. And if he was on this Pelicans team, we'd be way better off right now. I'm looking at least 7-8 wins more that we would have right now if we had Drew on this team. And this is my take, man. So I feel about it that there's a lot of inexperience. And the inexperience is because the guys are not consistently playing defense. They know what they need to do. He's not always doing it.
Look, there's no doubt, Lee, that this team would be better with him. I mean, that's inarguable. I think what you look at and why I was on board then, and I still understand it now, which, by the way, it's played so well for Milwaukee, they just gave him a new extension, right? 160 exactly. Mil up to you. But it was the weighing of how long is it going to take you to be sort of competitive for that? And then, Lee, you can't forget, remember, he just signed an extension for a reason. He was coming up to the end of his deal. So are you going – it's not even are you. You would have. You and I would have. David Griffin would have. Stan Van Gundy absolutely would have. Offered him a new contract extension. Was he going to sign it? He wasn't. So you just sat down and did what's best for both parties. Let us try to get something. And then you go somewhere where you can go try to win a championship. Look, here's the thing. You know, and you go back to the Zach Lowe piece on Friday, in which of the two players that you got for Drew, you picked the wrong one. Now, again, the other player wanted to come here as well, Hill. I don't know. And you got picks. And that's why I said going into last segment, if I'm being sold that, hey, man, the best thing of all of this, the AD trade, the, you know, the trade here, the trade there, the Bucks, it's all these picks. Like, Jordan is excited about the 750 picks we got coming. But they have to matter. They have to mean something. So that's why I'm not ready to say, look, I'm ready to jump off the ship or anything. But
right.
I want to see how you handle this draft. What are you looking at? You know, if you're grabbing two and trading it for cash and doing it, then that's going to be a tough sell for fans that we've moved, like you said, good players for these potential first round or second round picks, dependent, by the way, that those teams then stink. Because if not, you're going to draft low. And, you know, so I don't know. I just look at it like, look, you still can find nice pieces. I mean, just look at what James Johnson has done, Najee Marshall, those type of players. Those are role players. Those are not guys that, let's be honest, and this is no disrespect to them, but they're not selling the jerseys when you walk into the Pelican store, right? But they're incredibly important. Dede, Lozada, I'm excited to see what he can do, right? Probably not going to be an immediate jersey seller, but a guy that can sort of help this team. You still can go do that, but the first and foremost, and it's the hardest thing to measure. There is no jump. There is no, you know, stop watching and do it. That's heart, and that's want to. Now, I guess you can say basketball IQ. If you see players play smartly, play hard, give it your all, those could be measurables of things that happen to that, which is why I said I'm having fun today with all the music and everything, but it's just simple. You can't even worry about Zion going to this or that, because it ain't going to happen for a bit, whether he wants to or not. It's not happening for a while, and there's so many things you need to fix and worry about immediately that's not even my concern. You got to find guys that pay attention in the huddle. You got to find guys that actually know what to do in late in games. You got to find shooting. You got to find guys that want to play hard. You got to find guys that will mesh with it. I mean, there's a list. And Zion possibly going to New York right now is like not even on page two to me right now.
No. He's here for whether he likes it or not. He's here for another 6-7 seasons. That's not the issue. The issue for me is surrounding him with the guys who have the experience to know how to close out games. And all to me, closing out games is nothing more than you wanting to play defense. Getting people facing harassment that make their lives miserable when they have the basketball in their hands.
I hear you. I'm hitting the top of the hour break, and I want to get to Terry next hour. Hold on, Terry, because I literally have like 30 seconds to go. But Lee, you know what I'm going to start saying from here on out, and I know what you're saying is accurate too. But I would almost look at this as not instead of just surrounding. And this is an accurate statement surrounding Zion because he's your centerpiece. I just want to see a good basketball team. I was listening to people this morning call in to Mike Greenberg at the end doing hot takes, you know, right before 11 o'clock this morning. And Knicks fans are saying this is a fun team to watch. Sure, Julius Randle's the guy right now, but it's a fun team to watch. Yeah, it's accurate to say give pieces for Zion, but I almost think you can't look at it like that from this aspect of it. Build a good basketball team. Build a good basketball team. I mean, yeah, you can sit there. If you just would have thought of surround Drew Brees with weapons, they did. But you got to give him a good defense, and you got to have a good team. You got to have additional leaders. You got to have additional playmakers. Like, you know, it's not just surrounding him. Get a good team. Right now, you don't have a good team.
That's true, Gus. Still true.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the phone call, man. Always fun talking to you, Lee. Hour two's in the books. Terry, stay with us, man. We'll come right at you here at the top of the hour. It's hour number two in the books. The Sports Hangover, and you're home for Pelicans basketball. They'll take on the Nets tomorrow. Meantime, we can talk about last night's game. Did you watch the LSU spring game? We talked with Brooks Cabina in hour number one. He liked what he saw. Marlon Favorite, he was there. He'll tell us what he saw at 2:15 on ESPN New Orleans.
Wow, look at the talent here tonight.
What's up, Shameless?
Oh, hey, 90 Day Fiancé. Grey's Anatomy,